Bob Inglis is a former Republican congressman from South Carolina, a conservative who was defeated by a candidate riding the Tea Party wave in 2010. He's gone on to lead the Energy and Enterprise Institute at George Mason University in Virginia. It's proposing a solution to the world's climate change problems based in conservative political values. And he'll be explaining that at the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. In a conversation with KUER, Bob Inglis also tried to explain what's behind the denial of human-caused climate change that so many conservatives in his party embrace.
You know, I think that denial comes from a very undeserved inferiority complex. Apparently, we conservatives think we're no good when it comes to energy and climate, and so we want to shrink in science denial. But actually, we're very good. We've got the answer. It's free enterprise. And so what we live to do is build the conservative case and really build the conservative confidence in the case that there's a great answer here. It's not the growth of government. It's just having the government be the honest cop on the beat that requires all the fuels to be fully accountable for all their costs, that eliminates all the subsidies for all the fuels, and then that stands back and watches the free enterprise system deliver innovation and deliver the fuels of the future.
Now, Arthur Laffer is one of the people that you collaborate with there, the economist who became well-known during the Reagan administration, and he's the one advocating for the elimination of any subsidies to fuels. What are these subsidies that you think need to disappear?
Well, really, we think that all subsidies for all fuels should be eliminated. So that means no more cylindras. It means no more ethanol mandates. And it means also no special depreciation for oil and gas. It means just eliminating those subsidies, getting the government's thumbs off of the scales that benefit one fuel over another. And so if we do that, it eliminates a market distortion. And the other big market distortion to eliminate is this ability that the incumbent fossil fuels have to socialize cost while privatizing profits, which all conservatives should recognize as a prescription for disaster. When you have competitors in the marketplace that are allowed to socialize their costs but privatize their profits, that's a real problem.
When you talk about socializing the costs, would that also include the what many people argue are low rates of royalties that are paid for fossil fuels extracted from public land?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it's one of those, you want that to be at market. If it's below market, then there's a market distortion. This is what we conservatives deeply believe, that that you should eliminate those sorts of market distortions.
One of the things, though, that Mr. Laffer has suggested is taxing things that we don't want, to use his phrase. Would that include carbon fuels such as coal, that you would impose either a tax on the fuel or a tax on the carbon that its users emit?
Correct. This is what we're talking about, is a tax swap. So people like Art Laffer are tremendously helpful because, he says he's agnostic as to climate change. He doesn't know whether it's real or not. I'm a believer. I believe it's real, and we need to act as stewards of this glorious creation. But if you're in Art Laffer's position, which is this agnostic on climate change, what he says, he doesn't really need to know whether it's real or not. All he needs to know is you're taxing something you want more of, which is income. And you're not taxing something you maybe want less of, which is carbon pollution. So he says it's a no-brainer. Change what you tax.
In Australia, they have a carbon tax that was imposed several years ago. And it proved to be so unpopular that the voters in Australia have changed their government on a promise to repeal it. Is that a warning for people in the United States who might want to try and do the same thing?
Well, I think that, there is some issues involving the Aussie tax, that having it moved to a cap-and-trade system after a period of time that I think made it pretty complex and was neither fish nor fowl. We are proposing a very simple tax swap and the elimination of all subsidies. So it's quite different than the Aussie solution. I do hope that Australians over time will come to the conclusion, as we will, I believe, that action needs to be had. And the question is, will that action be, in our case, through command and control kind of regulation, or will it be through a free enterprise alternative? So what we have to do is just build support for elected officials so that they can feel comfortable leading. Because the reality is, unless they feel that support, they won't risk their futures. That's our job at the Energy Enterprise Initiative, is to educate especially conservatives about the exciting opportunity here, so that then they can in turn communicate with their elected officials and give them the sense that, hey, we'll follow you if you'll lead in this area.
Bob Inglis, thank you very much. I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
Bob Inglis is a Republican, a former member of the U.S. House of Representatives from South Carolina.